Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online around the world, thanks to blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Want to first say for our radio listeners, you guys will be on a slight delay because the single we're going to be hearing from today with our guest artist is not a radio edit, so there'll be a slight scratch for you guys. So make sure you guys know that we are live, but we are having a slight delay here. Today we're speaking to recording artist Lido on our program. He's making his first appearance to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. He's celebrating the release of his project, The North Shore. We're going to talk a little bit about that, as well as hear the single Above Y'all as well. Lido, good afternoon to you, and welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Thanks, Cyrus. Appreciate it.
Hey, glad to have you on with us, and congratulations to you, first of all, on the project. What has it been like for you first, Lido, to be able to see the way that people are responding to the music?
Oh, it's unbelievable. You know, I knew that some people would be able to vibe with this, you know, this EP when I was recording it. I put a lot of hours into it and a lot of hard work, so obviously that was the goal. Far exceeded my expectations, though, the response that I've been getting so far from it.
So when you look at this project, you know, one of the things I thought, and I should let our listeners know, too, if they want to head over to SoundCloud, they can actually listen to the music while we're having this conversation, Lido, that it almost, I mean, it's like, you know, a journey of your life. Is that kind of what you thought about when you were writing this project?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the title kind of says it all. I grew up in Long Island, New York, in a town, Oyster Bay, which is located up on the North Shore of Long Island. So the North Shore is kind of just a reflection of kind of the things that shaped me into the artist I am today. And most of them kind of came from, you know, the people I grew up with out here and kind of the struggles I've had getting to where I am now.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that definitely comes through, even in the single Above Y'all, like I mentioned, that we'll be listening to here. So kind of take us back then, Lido. What was it about music that initially attracted you to it? What was it that made you say, this is something I want to do?
Well, honestly, the first time I ever really decided to get into music, I was at a show at the Boys and Girls Club, a local Boys and Girls Club, and there was a local high school band playing, and it was just kind of amazing to see the way that everyone was looking at the artists that were performing. People just kind of had, like, the utmost respect for these guys that are normal, you know, high school students, local guys that we see every day at school, and, you know, you kind of see them in a different light when they're on stage performing. That was sort of the appeal that drew me into the whole thing. And then from there, when I started actually to pick up a guitar and play and, you know, learn, you know, I learned guitar, bass, drums, then I learned how to sing. I just actually fell in love with the process of actually making, recording, editing, mixing music. So not so much the appeal is what I do it for anymore. I do it for the love. But at first, it was definitely to get that look from the outside.
Yeah, yeah. You know, let's talk about that a little bit, because for those of us who are not artists, Lido, I don't think we really appreciate that experience or what that's like. When you're up on stage, and let's say you're doing a live performance, kind of walk us through what that feels like for you to be able to not only perform songs that you love and are passionate about, but to be able to see the way that the audience responds to it.
Absolutely. It's a feeling that you really can't compare to almost anything. I guess the most comparable feeling would be if you're an athlete and you hit the game-winning shot, you know, something sort of like that. It's one of those things where I prepare myself, you know, for each show and each performance that I do. So it's very gratifying, obviously, to get on stage and to be able to just put forth, you know, the hard work and show people, you know, what it is that I've been working on behind closed doors. Right. That's the first part of it. And, you know, the second thing is I try to make music that connects with different people on different levels, you know, about relationships with not only, you know, lovers or whatever, but also friends and family and everything. So to kind of see people relate to the music, that's probably the most gratifying part of the whole process, really.
Right. And I think that is one of the things that people probably pick up on as well. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Lyda. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but also his project called The North Shore. We're talking a little bit about how it kind of chronicles his own journey, but also, of course, what it's like for him to share the music. You know, you like most of the world, Lyda, your own social media as well. We'll tell our listeners a little later how they can stay in contact with you. You know, you have, I mean, you know, thousands of fans that are staying in contact with you, you know, watching every tweet. Have you gotten used to that yet? Because you mentioned, it's interesting to hear you talk about being at that Boys and Girls Club and seeing those artists. Now you're one of those artists. Have you gotten used to that and what that means?
No, and honestly, I don't know if I ever will quite get used to it, you know, per se. But, you know, it's definitely, it's a good feeling to have the fans, you know, to have the fan support. And, you know, I continuously make music that I know that my fans will like. But it's not like I try to please the fans. You know, I kind of try to just make music that's true to my heart. And the fan base that I've established is pretty rock solid at this point to where, you know, everything that I make, they kind of vibe with anyway. So it's pretty effortless, actually. I just kind of speak my mind in my songs and people follow along. And it's amazing to see, you know, 20-something thousand people, you know, on Twitter or whatever that, you know, do mess around with my songs and do download them and do tweet me back. And you know, it's just a good feeling overall, obviously, to be able to hit that many people and, you know, kind of see their reactions to it. Not always positive, but for the most part it is.
Right, it is. You know, and I think that's one of the things about the music, too, and what you've been able to do. So, Lyda, you know, when you're thinking about, you know, this family you're able to have online, I mean, social media, I think, is the way that a lot of people are really responding, I think, to artists, finding out about new artists. You know, when it comes to defining who you are as an artist, you know, if someone says to you, you know, who is Lyda? Who is Lyda today? And how would you tell your fans a little bit about yourself?
I would say that Lyda is just a guy that really just kind of speaks his mind, uncensored, just kind of says what he says over an instrumental. You know, different songs obviously reflect different aspects of what I think and whatever. Specifically talking about the song Above Y'all, you know, that song was kind of, I wrote that song sort of to get at the haters, you know, the people that said I couldn't do it and the people that continuously today even say I can't do it.
Right.
You know, I don't really have time for any of that. So I just kind of let it go in one ear and out the other and continuously just keep pumping forward. But yeah, the social media, it helps with that because, you know, even the people that don't necessarily like the music or don't, you know, mess around with me online, they can see other people doing it. And it, to an extent, it's a little bit of a bandwagon, you know, even if people like from my hometown see me on, you know, Twitter or Instagram, they kind of be like, wow, you know, all these other people like him, maybe we should give him a shot now, you know, kind of thing.
Right. You know, on September the 23rd, you posted a review from allwoodsrock.com, and one of the things that they said in that review, Lyda is a contender, not a pretender. He's an up-and-coming, worthy of your time, so of course, enjoy the music. When you hear that, do you feel as though you accomplished what you wanted to with the North Shore?
With the North Shore, yeah, I haven't accomplished exactly what I'm going for, you know, for the top tier. I want to be more of a contender than I am now, and that's obviously what I keep making strides for, and that's what I strive for, totally. I'm definitely happy with the result of, you know, what I've gotten back, the feedback and everything, but, you know, I'm already working on my next project. I'm already writing new songs. I'm never content with being in that spot, so it's always trying to work a little bit harder to get to the next tier.
All right. Well, we mentioned, of course, the single that you talked a little bit about the message of, and that is a single Above Y'all. Since we have you here with us, why don't you do us the honors and introduce the single for us?
All right. Above Y'all, it's a song off the North Shore EP, obviously. This song is written pretty much from the perspective of somebody that, you know, was doing something extraordinary and maybe not getting the recognition for it that they feel they deserve from certain avenues. And it's kind of just inspiring people to maybe turn a blind eye to that kind of negative attention and try to keep the negative out of the picture, keep moving forward and keep striving for more.
All right, so here you guys go. We'll be right back with more conversations with Lyda right after this. Thank you.
star, baby, I'm a fucking star. Baby, quarter ounces of the haze have me closing my eyes. I feel for North Shore, lately getting high in this drive. But I'm above y'all, I'm above y'all. I just be sitting on your ass, watch the dust fall. Yeah, I'm above y'all. If you ain't feeling all that, then I say fuck y'all. Hollywood nights like I'm living this dream. I see you sticking to the script like you got in the scene. I probably should be falling like I got in the scene. These bitches always get my number cause I got what they need. Yeah, I beat it dumb, the island's where I'm from. I'm on my MRI swag, something in my lungs. Bitch, I made hits, you ain't made shit. Too many people on my side for me to fake this. Forgetting all the shit you say, bitch, I'm today. They writing lighter on the walls like the omens say. Putting in the work, cause it's the only way. I'ma take another dab, watch me float away. I'm above y'all, I just be sitting on your ass, watch the dust fall. I'm above y'all, if you ain't feeling all right, then I say fuck y'all. I'm above y'all, I just be sitting on your ass, watch the dust fall. Watch me float away, watch me float away. I don't even care what you say. You can do you, you can do you, you can do you. Fuck you. Watch me float away, watch me float away. I don't even care what you say. You can do you, you can do you, you can do you. Fuck you. But I'm above y'all, I'm above y'all. I just be sitting on your ass, watch the dust fall. I'm above y'all. If you ain't feeling all that, then I say fuck y'all. Yeah, the snow is in control of the ride. I'm a fucking star, baby, I'm a fucking star. You can see the ambition through the look in my eye. I feel some North Shore lately when I'm high in the sky. 3-series beam, double cup lean. It won't be too much longer till I'm on a big screen. High scores, we've been winning games. And all my ex-girlfriends never been the same. I'm just forgetting all the shit you say. Bitch, I own the day. They write a light on the walls like the omens say. Throw it in the bag, cause it's the only way. I'ma take another dab, watch it float away. I'm above y'all, I just be sitting on your ass, watch it dust fall. If you ain't feeling all right, then I say fuck y'all. Yeah, I'm above y'all. I just be sitting on your ass, watch it dust fall. I'm above y'all. If you ain't feeling all right, then I say fuck y'all. Watch me float away. Watch me float away. I don't even care what you say. You can do you. You can do you. You can do you. Fuck you. Watch me float away. Watch me float away. I don't even care what you say. You can do you. You can do you. You can do you. Fuck you.
That was Lida with Above Y'all here on Conversations Live, 92.3 FM for our radio listeners, but online around the world thanks to blogtalkradio.com. It's from his project, The North Shore. We've been speaking to recording artist Lida not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Lida, you mentioned, of course, you know, that you know, you did what you wanted to do with this project, but you're always looking forward to the next. Do you think that is the key to success, not being satisfied with just, you know, wherever you are now, but always pushing forward?
Yeah, obviously, you know, there's tiers to the game, and there's always going to be tiers to it. I think people that get content are the people that, you know, don't reach their full potential in the music industry. You know, there's no room for not putting your all into a song, whether it be the lyrics, the instrumental, the mixing, the mastering, the distribution, the promo, everything. It's an accurate representation of everything that you've put into it. So I feel like, you know, you have to give everything into every song. And, you know, I've said that before in my EP and my mixtape. You know, I put everything into every song, and that's what I live by, you know.
Yeah. And I think that is a great lesson for anyone out there who is looking to be successful in any field, to make sure that they are definitely putting their all into it. Lida, how can our listeners stay in contact with you? And more importantly, how can they support the music?
My listeners can always reach me on social media. I'm actually very reachable on social media, you know, despite the numbers game. I try to get back to every fan. I try to answer every message, every tweet, every Instagram comment, stuff like that. I try to be very reachable for people. They can reach me on Twitter. It's my ad is at Lyda, L-Y-D-A, hip-hop. So at Lyda hip-hop on Twitter, at Lyda hip-hop on Instagram, facebook.com/LydaHipHop. All of these social media outlets are a great way to reach me. They can find my direct email on there, too, for the High Scores Entertainment email, and all inquiries can go there as well.
Right. Well, congratulations to you, Lyda, not only on the North Shore, but also what we know is going to be a great career for you. I mean, I think from everything from the attitude as well as the perspective, I think those are all the keys to being able to be a success. So congratulations to what you've done, and looking forward to what's next from you, man.
Thanks, Cyrus. I appreciate it.
Hey, glad to have you on. Now, for any of you guys who came in late and missed part of the conversation with Lyda, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast here about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. That's conversations with an S, liveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, the link's already available on both of those places. Head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb. or twitter.com/CyrusWeb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free and also share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. That's going to do it for us for this part of our program. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and, of course, a great book. Thank you all for tuning into this edition of Conversations Live. You guys make it a great one.